Kasim Naqvi is a composer who, bang on a can commissions notwithstanding, is best known as part of the oddball piano trio Dawn of MIDI. Dawn of MIDI played electronic-inspired music on acoustic instruments, and something of the same spirit remains in Naqvi's solo music. He's since been working with modular synthesizers, a kind of Lego kit of electronic music making, and letting the machines once more drive his sound, creating two albums from the chaos of Wires and Knobs, Teenagers from 2019, and a new collection, Beta. Culturefile went, in the new style, to meet Kasim in his apartment in Brooklyn, New York, on a sultry July day. When you stopped working with Dawn of MIDI, you concentrated on your own music again. Something that particularly took up your time were modular synths. I'm hoping you'll give us the Modular Synths 101 today. I think that when I hear Dawn of MIDI's music, I hear the influence of that kind of electronic music. But maybe, like, you played it as a trio, so maybe that wasn't what came out in the end. Was there a way you were using modular synthesis in composition and then playing with more traditional instruments?
That's actually sort of what I was doing, you know, and that's my sort of approach with the modular synthesizer, because I have this kind of background in writing for, you know, ensembles and chamber groups and orchestras. I kind of wanted to treat the synthesizer like an ensemble. I usually write a lot of the music beforehand, and then I feed the compositions into the system. And then all of the tweaking and attenuation of voltage and, you know, use of frequencies and sequencers and all that stuff is like almost like an act of kind of orchestrating material that is almost like a piano reduction, you know, and then you feed it into this machine and then it expands into something else, you know.
Tell us about the machine for people who've never used a modular synthesizer. What's the essence of what's happening there?
So, you know, with the modular synthesizer, you know, you have your sort of normal type of synthesizer, right? You know, which is, you know, a keyboard, and it's in this frame with all these knobs and things that do different. With filters and presets and all these sorts of things. And that's sort of the standard kind of like out-of-the-box synthesizer that we're used to. But with the modular synthesizer, you can basically assemble a synthesizer with different modules. So you can kind of pick and choose, you know, based on the kind of sound that you're looking for, you can kind of assemble this system that's comprised of different units.
So there are essentially two ways of doing that. One is sort of fills up your bedroom, and the other sits on your laptop. Like you there is modular synthesis and modular synthesis. Which is yours?
I'm trying to keep everything within my. I have a Eurorack like travel case, and I'm trying to keep everything inside of that case, and have it not expand, you know, to my like the entire living room. But it's difficult, you know. I'm definitely like it's starting to spill out. I'm like buying more modules. It's a weird. It's like a very addictive kind of musical venture. The first module I bought was an oscillator, which is the thing that actually makes the sound. I bought that, and then I bought something called a random sampling module, which is basically a module that creates a random voltage, which then kind of gets sent out into the system to create this sense of like shakiness or kind of chaos. Reminded me a lot of writing for groups, but instead of a group, it's this electrical sort of machine. I was able to transport some of that thinking that goes into writing a piece of music. It felt kind of seamless to kind of translate that thinking into writing for the modular synthesizer, because that type of device, it has a kind of unstable sort of nature to it, which almost makes it feel like you're interacting with another musician, you know, that's interpreting your ideas and giving you a sort of a response of its own. And then at the same time, you're kind of guiding it and conducting it.
So it's a kind of way of adding a kind of useful randomization into the sound.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess that's sort of the thing with, you know, generative music, I guess, you know, which is the term that's often used to describe the way like a modular synthesizer behaves, you know. You're kind of setting a musical kind of sequence in motion, observing its responses. And then all the while you're sort of there, just sort of tweaking it and sending it in other sort of, you know, deviations or directions. Because it's all analog, it never quite stays in tune perfectly, which is something that I like. There's a whole tuning process that I find to be very musical when you turn the system on. Because a lot of the oscillators are they're analog that I use, there's a really interesting treatment of harmonics and the overtone series, and that's something that I find to be very beautiful and something that in some ways kind of just distinguishes the modular synthesizer from a lot of, like, you know, software synths and things that are created digitally, is that it's very much taking the harmonic series into consideration. And then you can do a lot of really interesting things in terms of, you know, how you modulate those parameters. I've been doing some stuff lately where I, you know, I write music and I feed it into the synthesizer, and then I try to rewrite what the synthesizer did for acoustic instruments, you know. So there's this one project that hopefully will be happening at the end of the year in London. It seems doubtful at this point, but it's like a, you know, it's an orchestra piece. So I'm sort of doing that with this work. It's like recomposition. It's untitled at the moment, and I've just started writing it, but it was going to be part of this unclassified series at South Bank, which is it's like a live performance program with Elizabeth Alker and Andre de Ritter, the conductor. And they'd asked me to write something new for it. But then the pandemic happened, you know, so.
Kasim Naqvi there, and his new album Beta is on Erase Tapes Records and also available from Bandcamp.